Is live. Hello, everybody. We're live. Finally. To be fair, this is the latest I think I have ever been.
We're live.
I'm getting the
double up on the stream.
To be fair, this is the latest I think.
Oh, the echo of shame.
Sorry, there was a couple of seconds of extra audio there. I actually got the echo of shame. That's disastrous on my part. Anyway, guys. Oh, I'm already having a boomer moment. My apologies. Before we go any further,
it's probably because I'm here.
I'm going to blame Spoon. I'm going to blame Spoon for everything. Speaking of which, Spoon, do you want to give yourself a very quick intro? By the way, everyone's shit is down in the description below. At least I've linked your Twitters, and I think they can find the rest of your stuff from there, I would say. I don't know. People don't tend to click the links in the description anyway, even though I tell them to. But do go down and do click them links in the description because it does. You will find some good people down there if you don't know who these guys are. But Spoon, intro yourself quick before I keep rambling.
I'm the aristocratic utensil, otherwise known as Spoon. I am a man who shitposts, who drinks whiskey for breakfast, and I'm a monarchist.
Yes, you can get.
And
his,
most importantly, yes. I am South African. That is the most important thing you should always remember about me, because everything I do and say is gone through the lens of my country folk.
South Africa, yes. He is from South Africa.
Oh, God, the English must always butcher my country's name.
I'm saying it more than Australian.
We take revenge in Rugby World Cup tournaments.
Anyway, next guest. Mr. Liquid Swan, do you want to quickly introduce yourself there?
Yeah, I write at Praxarchy sometimes. I have my own Substack, liquidswan.substack.com, and I have a YouTube channel with a couple of videos. I do interviews every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Vancouver time, and that happens every week. And that's me.
There we go.
Oh, and I work for Corn Crake too. So go to corncrakemag.com.
I think I've got you on YouTube, but there it is. Tell you what, yours or not, but I do enjoy your stuff over on YouTube. I do try and highlight your more community-based stuff. But if you want to go check out Liquid Swan on YouTube, or you can go and check out his Twitter page I've got up there, or his Substack page. And finally, the man who needs no introduction, even though I'm going to introduce him anyway, Mr. Harry Robinson.
Hello there. Yeah, I'm Harry. I've been on here before. I'm a very busy man. I'm an international man of mystique and fame and mystery, and you can say that you were blaming Spoon for the lateness, but you can't get anything past me, Scrump. I saw in the live chat you've already blamed me, and that's because it was my fault. It was entirely my fault, so I will take all of the blame. Please throw all of your eggs and rotten tomatoes at me.
You're even taking the burn off my shoulders. Good people.
It was Harry. It was Harry's fault. We're late.
But those Anglos, we be honourable.
Yes, we do. We do indeed be honourable. Before we go any further as well, I'll do a little bit of the obligatory shilling. We are still fully monetized somehow. I saw Coney Current Year has already sent a £2 in saying, "What is a man? A miserable pile of secrets." And I was going to make that fucking joke. So you've stolen it from me. Have at you is what I would say in that regard.
A good line, actually.
It is a good line. It's from Castlevania, if you don't know. But if you guys want to support me without the YouTube tax, you can go to ko-fi.com/scrumpmonkey, or there'll be more on here at some point. I've been unexpectedly busy. I went on tour a while ago and actually met you, Harry, which was a nice one.
Yes, in person.
In person.
There were much hugs exchanged. A few kisses were stolen. On the cheek, of course.
Mostly by Jonathan, we'll say.
John is like that. He's a very friendly man.
He's a very friendly
man. If he wasn't so
man.
Chinese, you'd think he was French.
And best of luck to him and his future endeavours as well. It was nice being able to see him and Callum while they were still there. So
absolutely. Yeah. It was a nice surprise to have you come in and meet you in person.
It was a nice surprise. I'm sure it was a nice
not
surprise.
Not for everyone.
Not for everyone, but I
thought it was a nice surprise.
Maybe I'll tell that story one day, but not this day. for today, yes. It would be
not today. Please, not while I'm on fucking stream, man.
No. It was nice meeting people, and it was nice seeing people.
Yeah, it was,
and it was very nice dragging around that massive purple suitcase that you lifted with one arm, by the way, mogging me. Getting height mogged as well.
Was that supposed to be heavy?
Oh, shut up. Oh, be quiet.
I don't want to be that guy, but like,
yes, that suitcase was meant to be heavy. It's like height mogging.
If you were dragging it for ages and you just lifted it suddenly, it's going to appear a lot lighter.
Yes. Anyway.
Is that Lotus Eater?
I'm sorry, Gavin. We missed that there, Mr. Swan.
that's the Lotus Eater's gym.
Lotus Eater's gym is the guest luggage, apparently. But we're here. Enough intro, enough babbling. We're here for a very serious topic, which is Hobbes's Leviathan as a bear, apparently. No, I wanted to do, and I don't know if this will work or not, do a bit of, as I explained, a kind of high-low discourse about some of the stuff that we talk about in Nature of Man, and then kind of the discussion about the nature of men and man, in quotes, in wider media. Because before I get on to too much else, we have had recently an explosion, I would say, in the right-wing cultural space, which I've attempted to ignore for most of it, but I found a way to, let's say, meaning jacket it here, to make it look like it's more than it is by attaching it to the Hobbesian, or I should say the state of nature, nature of man, you know, nature, bear in nature, ooh, it's a pun. but what of... Before I get too far into it, what have been your thoughts on what I can only describe as the woman discourse? Since you made us late, I'll make you go first, though, Harry. Have you noticed the woman discourse recently?
What, the hoes be crazy?
Oh boy, do they. Can we get a yes. Hoes be crazy in the chat, please? I believe this is the official position of the distant right, that hoes do indeed be crazy.
Be crazy.
Alternatively, they also be mad, but it depends. I've seen a little bit of it, and it really just... I always forget, on your channel, can I swear, Scrump, or are we trying to keep a certain decor on here?
What is it I used to say on stream, but I can't say any... I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to say my usual spiel when someone tells me... You can swear, it's fine.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it just comes across like a typical shit test, man.
Yes.
It's just women, honest, it's them trying to do that thing where they say, I'm upset about something, you need to figure it out why, and they're trying to make everything about them, and I, as the man, am stood at the side going, well, you've come to me with a problem, I'm trying to give you the solution to the problem, and you don't want to hear it. It's what most women do in any public space that they're afforded, and I don't want to sound so dismissive, but yeah, it's just they want to make it about them. They're ignoring the overall point, which a lot of people have against democracy in general, which is not just that women shouldn't vote, it's that most people shouldn't vote, because most people don't have the capacity to rationally and objectively identify and sort out problems within their own minds and then apply the reasoning to reality. And women in particular are very bad at this, and women in particular are very susceptible to propaganda. So yes, we say, look at all of this bad stuff that's happened because women are particularly easy to propagandize and get to vote for things that are stupid and counterproductive. And then women say, oh my God, how dare you? Why would you say that? I'm really upset with you. You need to figure out how to solve it, but not actually solve it, because I just want you to listen to me. And I dare say you're not a fan
of democracy. I get the impression that's actually a good question, because I don't know anyone
African. I saw an article from The Economist earlier. I was reading. It was about South Africa, how they feel towards democracy since 1994, since they attained democratic freedom, and it had your classic Economist graph in it, and since about 2003 it was just like the edge of a cliff. It was a slope going down. How much do you like democracy? Bam. And all of them were saying, just give us an autocrat, give us someone who will fix the problems, make it so that the shit isn't running through the streets, and fix the buildings and make the lights stay on.
You know what's really odd about
that? Tell you in chat, sorry, I'll just say no, you can't fix them. don't do it.
Well, I think women are like a hurricane,
just not
right?
With words.
Well, women are like a hurricane. Like, if it's over hot water or warm water, it just gets more energy and gets more powerful. And then when it finally lands, you can't really stop it. You just got to let it land, do the damage, and then clean it up. That's why it's sort of like, I mean, maybe you can nuke them or something. I don't know.
maybe that won't even work. I don't know. They just come out with their arms folded with like a face like a lemon. You know,
yeah,
that's sour face. That now, well, this is great. This is like four. I wanted this like four guys in a bar talking about women and then also talking about Hobbes and State of Nature. It's going to be hilarious. I'm enjoying myself. What are you gentlemen drinking? Anything? Because you said you got a single malt there, Spoon, didn't you?
It's a bourbon. I don't think I do have a single malt.
Right.
I have a bourbon finished in poured wine casks.
Ooh, I have one of those. But before I get too long into the, I don't know, has anyone else got alcohol?
Can I ask Harry's answer?
It's 11 a.m. here.
Because Harry asked me how I feel about democracy, because...
nobody knows how you feel about democracy, Spoon.
No, not at all. None. Totally a mystery. But it was quite strange because I had this discussion on Andrew Wilson's Discord yesterday in the Crucible, and I cleared the entire room out by just going like, no, this is the reality of the human beings in different cultures.
You had a Spurgy argument on the internet. Have you considered you wasted your time?
No. The people were actually like very receptive. Like, the people who actually engaged with the argument were very receptive, but the people who didn't like it, just there was like 10 people when I was in there. By the time it was done, there was 3. Because everyone just, as soon as I gave, like, no, here is the honest reality of, because basically I invoked, you know, if you've read literature from like the 1930s and 50s of the people who went, if you do X, this is going to be the result Y. One of them was the architect of the apartheid regime force in Africa, who said the Bantu populations will grow and everyone will suffer. He didn't single out whites. He said blacks, the Indians, the coloreds, and the whites will suffer from this. And autocratic regime is inevitable. This was said the 1960s.
Yep. Turned out they were right. I got a quick donation here. Thank you, Mona, for the $5. Forced integration did not start with the races. It was subverted with the sexes. May Europe and your home be reclaimed. Thank you, Mona.
Yeah.
And I will say before Spoon gets too long in the tooth about South Africa, Mr. Liquid Swan, women.
Thanks for that.
Women. Women.
Women obviously be crazy, but I mean, women are chaos, right? Like, you can't, if the more energy you give women, now you can always tame a shrew, but I mean, the more energy you give them, sort of the worse societies, the worse for civilization, right? So we've gone down this road in our society where we've given women more and more power and things have been getting more and more crazy. There's like more and more of this debt stuff. And now they're saying they'd rather spend a night in the woods with a man-eating animal.
Yes. Well,
that's actually very symbolic. That's very symbolic, though, of like how a woman is, because it's not rational at all, you know.
The funniest reply that I've seen during all of this is, Scrum, you asked me like,
yes, I did, yeah, yes.
The funniest one that I saw was, you met 4 Tinder blokes last week. Don't tell me the bear is scary to you. I'm like, that's just ace, like, best comeback was just that. Like, yeah,
there we
that's
go.
Absolutely
I'll get
true.
The little
I
third up.
I can't fault that.
There's the pint there. You know, it's starting to make sense. Tall, brown, multiple baby mamas, unemployed, doesn't raise the kids, violent.
It's missing being in
Wait
jail.
Wait a minute.
He just needs money for them bear programs, you know?
One of my favorite things that I've seen about the discourse is the shift that always goes on. Always goes on when you're trying to talk to women about anything remotely rational, which is, at first I saw loads of videos of women and soy boys trying to rationalize the argument by getting out bear statistics of bear attacks. Well, actually, I think you'll find that there was only 10 deaths due to bear attacks last year, where there was like something like 25 attacks against women every hour last year. And then you try and point out, you know, per capita, well, your chances of surviving if you run into a bear, if you encounter a bear, and then they've immediately switched over the course of the week. They've switched into going, well, it was a metaphor. You obviously don't understand the metaphor. If it was a metaphor, why were you trying to argue it rationalistically in the first place? You absolute buffoon. Why does this happen every single time? The second that you actually beat them in the logical arguments, they retreat into, well, you just don't understand. You just don't get it. And then I've seen some retards on my Facebook that I went on earlier. I very rarely go on Facebook, but whenever I do, I want to die. saying that I can't believe people are now starting to use the bear discourse against trans access to bathrooms. My God. These people, okay. Man. These people. Why do we let them do anything?
Okay.
The population needs to drop.
The point
they shouldn't be alive.
Elite natural means, but the population needs to drop.
I thought I would be the most extreme person here. Harry's outdoing me right now. I don't like this. It's usually my shtick.
It's very fucking warm where I am, and I'm sweaty, so I'm not.
Oh no, it's not
mincing words.
It's irate, slightly sweaty, Harry. He has entered the building. Winter has ended. The sun is out.
That's right. I am also, honestly, that people can imagine this themselves. I am also in my underwear, so you can imagine me sweaty, angry. Give me some entrance music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for the championship, yes. Baby.
This is the Rocky theme tune.
We do need
it. You got big claws running and stuff.
Just give me the stone cold, the glass.
The shattered glass, yeah.
Yeah.
Dear me. The kind of higher discussion I wanted to talk about, though, is that a lot of this seems to reveal to me the duality of kind of the liberal vision of man has somewhat broken down, as it were. I think, would you say within liberal theory, we are supposed to have an idea that man is usually, it's kind of the Lockean idea that man is good, or at least man is usually good. That is supposed to be
This is actually quite relevant to me at the moment. I'm trying to write an article about defining power in the simplest ways possible. And for it, I decided to treat myself by going through Locke's second treatise, because I'm referring to Filmer in it.
Have you read Locke?
I've even read Locke.
Nearly died.
Spoon will tell you, I've been treating him. I was sprinkling some excerpts of Locke to him in the DMs over the past few days, mainly with the attachment of the message, the fuck is this? The fuck is this shit? This idea that everybody's just got their own ability to legislate and also have their own judgment over themselves, but also living in that state of nature where you have the legislation and judgment over yourselves is really inconvenient and shit. So we all just decide to get into society together. It's nonsense. It's rubbish. And then I just got to a part that I read before I came out of work where he's talking about of prerogative, the kingly prerogative, where he basically turns around and goes, yeah, but also the king kind of just needs to do what he wants when he wants to without the people having a say in it, because otherwise the order breaks down. And I just thought to myself, Locke, what the fuck was the past 80 pages about? What were you talking about? Then he talks about the state of nature, and of course he's responding to Filmer's promo where he's going, Locke! Where is the state of
Where
nature?
Where's the state of nature, John? It? When men's are the garden, how's he in nature, John? It's like he's cutting a wrestling.
It's such a promo there.
Me and Evelyn came up with this, and I've spread it far and wide. Sorry, go on.
No. Locke turns around and goes, well, I see you saying that where is the state of nature in reality? Where can you find examples? I think you'll find the natural leaders of nations are in the state of nature, actually. That's Filmer's whole fucking point, you retard.
Anyway, sorry, go on, Liquid.
Sorry, I needed to speak.
If you took three random people from around the world, and I put them in a room, there's like three people that would torture you to death in the basement. Like, that's what we're dealing with, you know. And then we think we can like survive with these worldwide democracy or whatever, you know.
It doesn't work. But Harry's right, by the way. I think the funniest thing that Harry said to me is he just messaged me one of the Locke bit and the Filmer bit, and he just went, "I think Locke was retarded," and I just read that and went, oh, yeah, I'm starting to see why you said that. I thought it was hyperbolic. Like, no, you compare it to Filmer. Filmer speaks more intellectually, but bizarrely more plain. Like, you can read Filmer and go, yeah, I understand what he's saying. Whereas you read Locke, you go, What kind of cockamaniac idea of man have you constructed in your head? Where do they exist?
It's a weird thing to say, but what the bear discourse is doing is making a Hobbesian argument for the state of nature, that man is actually more evil than nature itself and therefore must be ruled and controlled. It seems to be that the idea that the bear is better than the man because he's an animal is weirdly enough like this nugget of this idea that they think... specifically men, because it's a weird kind of, I guess, protected class thing, but men especially are more evil than animals. And that seems to run counter to the kind of the liberal internal narrative. I think it's one of the best demonstrations that the internal logic of quote-unquote liberalism or neoliberalism is so adaptable and so in the moment that its idea of the nature of man can switch depending on which argument you're making, which I think is quite interesting. But that was...
Oh, was that thing that I sent to you earlier.
Yeah. That was my observation on the on the bear discourse, as it were. But I think it's an interesting interplay when we see these high ideals played out somewhat in low culture. I find most news useless in a literal sense, but I find it fascinating in like a meta sense. And I always think it makes me a bit of a fart-huffing dick sometimes, but I always think about the news, like, not in its actual literal meaning, but what it means in terms of the concepts that are trying to be communicated here. And it's, I think with the whole, like, kill all men stuff and the post and the manosphere, we're almost in, like, a post-man-hating world, in that this stuff is, like, so passé and so played out that most people kind of just roll their eyes at it now.
I have
something for you at...
Go on, Nicholas, go on. Well, that's Spoon's fun or something. He's spoken enough. You keep going.
Thanks for that.
Well, what I was thinking was, because I did have a discussion, I was going to post it, I think I deleted it, so I was talking to Dave the Distributist, he's like, just step over it. I was like, okay, whatever, so I deleted it. But it was something like, women don't really have rights, per se, because like, they can't really defend them or enforce them. So when they say, like, men are oppressing their rights, it doesn't make any sense, because they actually don't have any at all. Only through male violence, the potential of male violence is what... And I mean, I don't believe in rights anyways, but the potential for male violence to order nature in some sense, that is what gives them any freedom at all.
I do in love. It's just interesting. Yeah.
It's
right.
Just interesting, yeah.
What are your thoughts on human rights? Because I do enjoy in this sphere that the term human rights just elicits like snickering.
Oh, yeah. Well, in Canada, we have this thing called the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, right?
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. It starts with Section 1, and Section 1 is the section that says the government can basically erase your rights at any time. So there, technically speaking, there is no such... Canadians don't have rights. They have Section 1, which says you have no rights, and then we have a series advisories, you know? Even on paper, we don't have it.
I remember, because we've had a bit of a talk before about the Canadian system, because obviously you are, unfortunately, a member of America's Hat. And as a member of America's Hat, you are deeply oppressed. Because, oh my, if you want to see what's going on in Canada, there's a few extra bits that probably Liquid Swan could link you to, but the O Canada video I made seems to be, I think I did a lot of research into that. I used to know a bunch of Canadians. I still do know a few Canadians. To my detriment previously, but not to my detriment now. And if you want to look at Canada, like, oh my God, you want to see how well rights protect you. And that's another thing about the nature of man, because a lot of it is linked to this idea of like the rights of man and things like that. And once again, really, it's this bizarre question of like, do modern women, because of the bear discourse, and you know, do they see men, do they even see men as human? Because there seems to, I know a lot of people tune out of it, but there is this section, I've met them, these people do exist in the population that seem to have this internal idea that men aren't actually people, specifically women as well. I don't know, I'll throw it open to the floor. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. I mean, it depends. If you have a relationship with a woman, I find that they're, you know, they look at you as a human being, but... Like in Canada, for example, I have a job and I got it before all the stuff of like, you know, they would preferentially hire, like, you know, brown women, you know, before me. But now they actually seem to only hire at last chance. Like they can't find any more brown people. They'll hire like a white guy, but almost everyone they hire is preferentially a woman or preferentially like can't speak English. So I'm actually thinking of one of the reasons I'm thinking of leaving the country is because I don't want my son to grow up where he can't get a job because he's white.
That is a big, in Canada especially, and in parts of the UK too, it's getting away in the UK, but Canada, I've noticed that they have some of the most aggressive affirmative action hiring stuff, yeah. And I think that you make an interesting point that it seems that the Canadian state impresses its like non-human view of specifically white men onto wider culture, and especially women who are a bit more malleable culturally. I think that's the big thing, and the kind of the big step over point that I always make is just like, well, by default, the mass majority of women just follow men, and they follow power, and so they're following power, and so it's a bit like getting mad at a dog for licking its own balls. It's like, well, of course they're going to do that. They're a woman.
This is my magnet argument.
Well, it's just, I am an evolved misogynist, maybe. I'm somebody who, you know, what do they call the bigotry of low expectations? It's not bigotry, it's reality. It's like, yes. They're women.
So you have the bigotry of no expectations.
They ain't wired for this stuff. I'm sorry. I don't know. I should. I the thing is, I don't talk about women very often. One, because people think I'm gay. and
to be fair, if you don't talk about women, that kind of confirms that point.
The thing is, Spoon. Okay, you've been privy to certain things. My experiences with women.
Yes,
I don't know.
Way too much.
I don't think they're particularly normative, let's say. But I
know, yes, that's a nice way of putting it.
I don't know.
Your tastes are, how can I describe this? Eclectic, shall we say?
I have a very specific set of tastes. But Time Stealer, who also has a very different but very specific set of tastes, donates £5 and says, "Let it be known that Harry threw Chris Gard under the bus in front of the entire Lotus Eaters International audience. The man woke up and he chose violence." Is that true, Harry? Did you throw Chris Gard under the bus?
What this is related to is that I presented a segment, we were presenting a segment earlier on the podcast talking about the new CPS report that came up, because it turns out, I don't know if you guys knew this, inviting a load of foreign brown freeloaders into your country doesn't make everybody richer.
Really? No shit.
I know. Big surprise.
Can you tell Justin Trudeau, please?
I've tried. He won't pick up the phone.
God damn it.
That's because he doesn't know
He's very rude like that.
Tell him you're a member of the Casper family.
Did his wife's boyfriend pick it up?
Hey.
Well, Jose wasn't available either. But I posted online, there was this graph from it in particular. It was economic inactivity by ethnicity. And at the top was, you know, Middle East, North Africa, Turkey, where almost 40% of them are economically inactive, which is ridiculous. But right at the bottom, the ones with the lowest amount of economic inactivity were the Aussies and the Kiwis, about 10%. It was like half of the UK rate. So I posted a little meme, a GIF of Atlas holding the world up, saying, Aussies and Kiwis keeping the UK from collapsing. What I didn't notice, because I wasn't aware of this, was apparently there was a flag in the background that was various shades of brown and a big bear paw. And I honestly, eyes glazed over it. What I learned today is that that's the gay bear flag.
Yeah.
Right.
Why am I not surprised that some of the panel members know this? I've not spent the time on the internet to get to know the gay bear community. I'm sure they're lovely people, but I just don't want to be part of them. Somebody posted underneath, why have you associated this with Aussies and Kiwis? And I just said, well, obviously because the Aussies are industrious but gay. Chris Gard proves this. And I had to explain all of this. I had to explain all of this on the podcast, all right? Because Chris is big, he's industrious, he's a bear, clearly, but he's also gay. His wife just doesn't know it yet.
He's a little bit gay. Oh yeah. Thank you, Best in the West, for becoming a member, becoming a hat tipper. Thank you very much. But that's kind of funny. It's just the thing is, bears in other senses too. It's all weaving back together, really. That's why I thought about it. I was like, well, you know, the bear discourse is different because there's several different bear discourses, you know? I don't think the bears would want a woman,
would
though.
Would women be okay being in the forest with a gay bear?
Probably. They'd probably have a great time, you know?
Would they be okay being in a forest with Chris Gard?
I'm not sure.
Question mark.
Probably not.
I'm not sing them songs.
I'm not sure.
He's gay, so.
For those at home, Chris Gard isn't actually gay.
But he is for this meme.
But he is for this meme, yes. Sorry, clicked the wrong button there. Here's one. I don't want to go through this because this article actually made me angry, but I think the culminate. I try not to get involved in the woman discourse because it's really funny that we're sat here talking about the nature of
women. No, not this one.
Guys, I can save her.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. She married a Fed.
She lives right across the water from me. I could swim to her.
She married a Fed. Apparently, this is the institution of marriage is at fault for her marrying a Fed.
Yes. She's
retarded.
So says the lesbian commune liver. and friend of you know what, we've not said our affirmations yet, have we? I'm sorry, this stream is not protected and hasn't been protected so far. I will say, as I always do, guys, as I always do, as Nigel is my witness. If I can actually find it, no, I don't have it right here. I moved a bunch of stuff, but we do love
balls.
We do love the nation of Israel. It's the most legitimate state. It's the best state. It is not a terrorist state.
If you ask me, Rafa is asking for it.
Yes. Have you seen what it's wearing?
The children running for that international aid asking for it.
Oh god.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't disavow any of this.
It's okay, guys. They're rainbow bombs. And as we all know, and as the police came to our house for saying, under the Biden administration, LGBT stands for Let's Go Bomb Towel Heads. So, legitimately, I had the police at my door for that.
How have I never heard that?
Because I mean, because
I don't want to derail.
Yeah, sorry, go on. Please do.
I don't want to derail any more than we've already derailed, because honestly, who knows what the fuck we're talking about right now. Unique Breakfast Taco has put Destiny sycophant and reminded me, weren't there rumors that Destiny and Lauren Southern got down to it when they were hanging out a few years ago?
No way.
They were
hanging out on stream quite a lot a few years ago.
I have seen a lot of people say one of the reasons that her marriage fell apart is because she was shying in Destiny.
That's not true at all. Destiny is the cook. Is the cook E, not the cook. He is.
Well,
you know,
can you imagine marrying a Fed and then fucking cheat on that guy with Destiny? Jesus Christ,
I'm going to go into. As some of you know, I've come up with a complex political framework, but I also work in very strange pub axioms, which is I file people in my head as, you know, people who fuck and people who don't fuck in a metaphysical sense, you know? You know, people who are up for it and people who aren't up for it. And Destiny, as we've all known, doesn't fuck. He's firmly in the doesn't fuck category. You have a kid, Harry, so you're firmly in the does fuck category.
I like to think so. She actually looks like me as well and has my hair, so I think it's pretty well confirmed. Also, just to go on a very, very quick tangent, I got sent a video today that was the most amazing thing ever of my daughter giggling her little bottom off. It was adorable. It was amazing.
Oh, that's very sweet.
It
does keep you going. To be fair, I've been looking after my niece quite a bit these past few years because my sister's been a bit ill, but that's been quite nice, if not under the best circumstances. But we can take a second to be wholesome and say that I don't know what are your thoughts? Do you have anything wholesome to add there, Liquid Swan or Spoon? What are your wholesome thoughts for the day? But let's do some wholesome.
I've got an adorable picture of a bunny.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my wholesomeness. You know what's really bizarre people don't know about that. That's my favorite
spoon,
animal.
Spoon, please.
Go on.
I have three kids, so I've had kids since I was 18.
Fair enough. Keeping the white race going.
It's a joy. One of them's half Brazilian, but she looks white. But anyways,
conquistador bloody, he'll be fine.
Close enough. I'll make the exception.
One thing I want to say about people that are thinking about having kids and don't have them yet, okay? Have them. No one's ever prepared. No one's ever ready, but you get your head together pretty fast once you do it. So, you know, line up your full, your cue balls a little bit, but just go for it, you know?
I must say, right in the pussy. Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying, Spoon? I knew you had kids, so I was setting you up there, but...
No, he's good.
But you said you're a cute bunny. I'm sitting on tenterhooks.
just a random picture that I saw of a bunny, and it's like, oh, that's kind of adorable. I don't really see that on Twitter.
That's the thing.
You don't really see normally like animals. You just normally just see like shit posting, and then just like a random host thing of like a bunny, like, oh, that's like a nice break for timeline everything else shit you see.
That's why I try and post a cute Apus quite a lot. That's why we have quite a good collection of Apus on the stream. That's why we on our Christmas stream it was just reviewing Christmas Apus. We try and like not doom scroll people. We try and not, you know, show people like live leak shit. As blackmailing as some of our streams can be, we try not to do that. That is, I don't know. I was gonna say Lucas one though. Me and Evelyn keep trying, but it's just not happening yet. It seems.
just try harder.
Are you sure you're using the right hole?
Oh, that's awful. Anyway, I did deliberately set myself up for that.
Rough ride.
Very, yes.
Awesome.
Sorry. This article though is awful. She basically blames the institution of marriage on the fact that she basically went out and married a federal agent. She
How
goes
does that
on
make
and,
any sense?
Yeah, she goes on and says that her tradness, leaving trad, in quotes, very online trad gender ideology, traditionalist. And it's weird to see this spiel in, again, who is unheard for? Well, we found that out, to be fair. It's for Tim Montgomery and Paul Marshall, the people behind GB News and, you know, David Cameron. But let's not turn this into another containment stream. I've done enough of those.
But it's Cameron. He's a social media shit.
A lot of the people.
I did not know that.
A lot of people who set That's up things sad. Like Unheard also did all the compassionate conservatism stuff in quotes, which led to things like, you know, the Equality Act, or at least the passing of it. But again, not turning this into another containment stream.
God, he is such a twat, isn't he? Though.
But it's interesting that this is supposed to be, I suppose, the gentler edge of the alternative right Discord, and all we have really is another woman trying to exonerate themselves for their decision making because they folded around the man. It's very bizarre because she's almost invoking trad principles as an excuse. It said, well, I don't want to do this stupid stuff because I just did what my husband told me to do, tee hee. And that makes me blameless because you shouldn't just do what your husband tells you because you're a liberated. It's all self-defeating. The internal logic of it doesn't work, but it really is like a yas queen puff piece.
I was led by a bad man kind of crap.
Yeah. How does this persist in this space?
Human centipede.
I'm wondering, I never really followed Lauren at all throughout her career. Was she ever somebody to profess trad wife values? Was she ever somebody who promoted all of that? Because I know that she did like a documentary on South Africa and a few documentaries on other subjects, and then I've seen a few videos here and there, but I've never once really heard her talk about how women need to be staying in the kitchen. You are a subject to your husband, who is the king of the household. You need to be paying tribute to him every day. I never heard her say anything like this. This just sounds like she's got really poor judgment around men. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. all it sounds like. And apparently this is everybody else's fault. This is the one tradition that has been shown throughout the entirety of human history really to work, which is marriage. Apparently it's marriage's fault.
Yeah. The main thing that I've known her for is she's just very anti-immigrant and defending Western values in that kind of sense.
Yes.
Like that was the main thing that she was really known for. And then she married an Asian fed, which just really shows that she knows what the hell she's talking about, except when her genitals are involved, in which case it kind of goes out the fucking window.
It is.
You couldn't be suggesting that women are controlled by emotion, are you?
Not at all. No, just totally logical creatures.
It is kind of interesting.
Didn't she marry him? Like,
yeah. I was gonna say, didn't she
marry him like within 2 months?
Yes, she did.
Sorry. I think it's because I don't know if this is true, that he got her pregnant and that's the reason why she married him. Is that true?
I don't know if that is true or not, but I know what happened is she did marry a Fed. She was a let's be honest, she was a wheat fields influencer. She really I do enjoy the work of Murdoch Murdoch, and I do like the wheat fields. But that was what she represented. She was used as basically
a drunk chick, dude. She's totally bad.
Dr. Murdoch.
Egg finger paint.
I should have got some of those clips up for this, but quite honestly, I'm going to use them for a different stream at some point, so I didn't want to overuse the Murdoch Murdoch. I also do have the Democrats, the Real Racist, but I'll use that when it's relevant. I don't know. My favorite clips, don't overuse that either. But she really was somebody who was, let's be frank, she was for a while an ostensibly a white identity influencer, an anti-immigration influencer, a kind of like Save the West influencer. And the fact that she is now a single mother with a mixed race baby, it's kind of funny, but I don't know. I've never really liked Lauren Southern. Maybe I'm just a
in a trailer park.
I have just remembered one other thing that I'm aware of her doing. Was I think 2 years ago now, back in 2024, she released like a ridiculously 3 hour long video exposing everything within the right wing scene in the UK and the rest of America.
Yeah,
where she basically just said, yeah, the whole scene is complete cancer. Everybody's shitting out for themselves, and you shouldn't trust anybody. And to be fair, I kind of respect that.
Well, it's because she was with like rebel media, and yeah, those people have always been awful. But it's like the people we see now, like the Douglas Murrays of this world, and all those people. Yes, the Douglas Murrays, the Constantine Kissins, all of those people, all of that sphere of people, the Mary Harringtons, are all terrible people. They all have really bizarre pasts, and I say that as somebody with a bizarre present.
That's pretty good, actually.
Sorry, I've amused myself. But they make me think, like, wind your neck in. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? And yes, there is all this weird mutual sexual blackmail. There are all these terrible things going on. It's not just the messiness of life, like we tend to encounter. It is this bizarre sphere of, like, mutual blackmail, which is a kind of a mirror image of the elite class, as they were. They're like a mini kind of like a diorama of some of the horrible, petty kind of inter-elite stuff that I've seen. And yeah, those people are all terrible. We're dealing with like center-right influencers who take neocon money. Of course they're going to be terrible. And that's what I try and spend my time warning people about. It's like, no, if these people have like weird paymasters like Rebel Media with fucking, what's his name, Ezra Klein and all that.
Oh, God.
Where does his money come from? Mr. Klein.
Ezra Levant.
Sorry, yeah. Ezra Levant, that's it, sorry. Ezra Klein.
Wonder where his money comes from.
Fucking Ezra. All of them, though. Yes. It's Ezra Levant. That's it. I got it mixed up with another... I got mixed up with somebody else. Yes, another Quantum Small Hat. But
Quantum Small Hat.
Yeah, the Quantum Small Hat parody. It's Schrodinger's Jew.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard. To be fair, that's something we did as like a euphemism for a stream. Because apparently, you can be a lot more open about it now. Like people talk about that shit all the time. I feel like I've become passé. Honestly, but that's a different subject. Probably quite an uncomfortable one. But anyway, men. Are men responsible for the actions of the women that they have power over? There's a question for you.
I think ultimately, yes, but that's sort of like a liberalism thing. Like in nature, we do have responsibility for them, but like liberalism sort of like twisted that and it's become something corrupt.
Yeah, I agree. I think that might be part of the reason that we're having this whole discourse right now is that naturally, men clearly have power and responsibility over women, purely for the fact that most men are much larger and much stronger than most women. So not only can we overpower them in ways that can be violent, we also protect them because we care about them because we want children. And so we've got a mutually beneficial arrangement that we can do there. But with the modern era having basically stripped women of the need for the material benefits that you can get from having a man, although obviously, you know, reality will always rear its head back, women, instead of just seeing men as the potential provider, more often these days will see them purely as the threat, especially with all the propaganda that's thrown at them these days, where kill all men. When there was that not all men thing from a few years ago during the Me Too era, and they turned around and said, oh, they did the same thing and said, oh, you just don't understand what we mean. So yeah, they are basically just being propagandized to see all men as threats all the time. And they run into men and they may get a weird feeling around some men because men can be confident and they're large. And oh God, is he looking at me? I don't know if I like that or not. Whereas a bear, they've probably just seen a video of a Russian playing football with a bear or drinking vodka with a bear. They don't know. They don't have any frame of reference for it. Even if they know on a logical level, bears are fucking big, dangerous, and scary, and you don't want to run into them. On an emotional level, they don't get that same feeling of ick, because to them, a bear just looks like a big dog they've not made friends with yet.
Spoon, I've been cutting you. My apologies, Spoon. I've been waiting because I know you have a big spiel about women at some point, so feel free to give us
no,
your
I
woman.
Don't, actually.
Really? Oh, no, no. Now I feel even worse.
I don't have some big spiel about women. They're idiots.
You give me a big spiel about women all the time. That's what my DMs are full of.
That's because of your freaking dating choices, mate.
Oh, but
do not try and cheap shot me. I will hit back much harder than you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to turn into a corn cob and start shucking. I'm not owned. No. Spoon, do you think ultimately that men do own women and are responsible for their actions? To a degree, at least.
You know what? The thing is, what I think is actually broken is that women don't feel the need to have children nowadays because they've been told the world is going to end, but also we need to save it with mass immigration, which also makes no fucking sense. So there's this, the contractual sort of exchange with women is we provide and you give us an heir. That's yes. Generally how all civilizations go. And if that model is missing, women still have the ego of men do nothing, so still pay attention to us and we matter. And it's like, how does that work in your head? Because if you don't actually give us an heir, we have no use for you. That's the ugly reality.
That's
women
the old
don't
world,
come
yes.
to terms. Yes, but it's the old world, but that's also the only way the species continues. And if women don't realize that, you were like, you realize you're just going to end the species just because, like, have you seen the amount of women who just said, you have to pay attention to us or we'll burn the system down?
I think some dysgenic pigs out there are more than happy to let the species end.
That's true.
But really what they're actually just doing is letting their own genetic line end.
Well, yes. As somebody whose genetic line has definitely not ended, Liquid Swan, I don't know, I don't want to pry into your relationship, but how traditional how favorably do you see the traditional arrangement of the idea that the man does in a literal but also spiritual sense, and I suppose in a metaphysical sense, but being even more pretentious, that men are responsible for and own the women in their lives?
Well, it's certainly comes down to, like, application of force, ultimately. Like, a woman on their own... okay, let's say this. We live in such an insulated society in the West, like in Canada, USA, even in USA with all the crime there, or the UK... We live relatively insulated compared to, say, like Brazil, yeah. Right? I'll use that as an example because I'm familiar. Now, my wife, she's my second wife. She grew up in Rio de Janeiro, and she'd see dead bodies on the side of the road. Her parents, up until a certain age, wouldn't let her go out at night at all, without, you know, her dad dropping her off at a specific house that was like in a secure compound. It's sort of like South Africa, I suppose, because I've heard stories about that. Yeah. I think the women here are so insulated from like the harsh reality of death that they don't really know, they don't really feel that they kind of like take for granted all the security systems we sort of have for them. So why not burn it down? It doesn't exist for them. But it's sort of like that archetypal Jungian idea of having a paradiso, which is like the walled garden. if you tear down the walls, like all the chaos sort of rushes in.
Yes.
And I think that when that happens, the women are going to be like crawling on the men, trying to find grapple anything safe, you know, and they'll submit to anything to be safe. So, yeah,
that's something I've heard related to in fiction previously. It's not a very good book, but I remember reading Stephen King's The Stand that made that point about when civilization collapses, men, women look for strong men. And that is just that is just the way of things. And you're right, there is this insulation. There's actually a big piece that we're going out on Substack next week that Evelyn's written about modern, like, death and modernity. And you're right, people do not, one of the biggest problems that people encounter is they do not realize that death is real. I have a few donations that have piled up, though, so I'll say thank you for the £10 there, British Knight. I'm pretty sure a lot of the conflicting information about Lawrence's divorce came from the Red Pill space, Roald in particular, when they jumped on it as a vindication of their beliefs. Yeah, there's a lot of dust kicked up from both corners, both defending and attacking Lawrence Southern, to the point that we have no idea what really happened there. Kim the Despot with the $10 says, here I thought the women who choose the bear all played Baldur's Gate 3. As for the Western women, I've tried to date and one case date.
The one I sent you on Twitter, Scrum.
I have more of a reason to visit Japan, not just the food. No, don't do it. As a recovering sufferer of yellow fever, they're even worse. It's just
recovery.
Is this time steal is alt or something?
No. I'm just awful. Lewis Shaw Moffat with a £2 there. Gotta be mean to keep them keen. Well, I don't know. There's I have different opinions on that.
Scrum, what you've told me, I think you agree with that statement.
I'm
maybe not the mean.
I'm a nice guy, you know. Keep them memed. Keep them keen is what I would say.
I think you gotta be real to cop a feel.
That's a good one, actually.
Stay strong, they'll stick around for long. Oh, this is getting increasingly shit, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think keep them mean, treat them mean is a bit harsh. I don't want to, but I will. You've got to radiate strength. You've got to present yourself as strong and be decisive in decision making, and that's what will make women interested in you.
I must admit, as somebody who grew up as a bizarre, chubby, autistic teenager, when I first went to conventions and like ended up with like weird, what I thought was too attractive cosplayer girls, you get weirded out the first time a woman asks you to hit you, though. You really do. It's just like, you sure? It's just the societal conditioning. The societal conditioning is there
know
to.
What you're talking about?
Shut up, Harry.
I don't know what you're talking.
I can hear. I can hear you it's smiling. The, you be quiet.
It's the choking that's the weirdest to me.
Oh no!
I just don't get it,
man. I'm just
because I want to be near death.
I think most men wouldn't do anything, any shit like that, without the woman initiating it. That's the weird thing for me,
true.
Man.
You got to keep yourself legally covered. Is always my thought.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. She asked me to.
Well,
who is it that someone sent me a meme on Discord, and it was a male fantasy and a woman's fantasy, and the male fantasy was
that
like
was me.
Rather like yeah
that
there you go
was
it was like rather like
me.
A loving picture and like
you know
the,
what
the female one
I'm
is like
gonna go
trying
and get
shit
that
out of me.
Because it's an Evangelion meme of all things
it's
I think
so
some
true.
Of
oh
you might know what the picture is where's the shit because you sent me this spoon as well which is the bear penis one.
We'll
just put this on stream,
awesome
which is the bear penis. Which is the bear penis statistics interest over time.
My immediate reaction was someone discovered Baldur's Gate.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Fucking there it is. Here's the meme I sent you.
Fucking hell, man.
It's the end of Evangelion.
It's rough, isn't it?
We're getting tumbled down now. God, do you remember the tumbling down memes with Tom Cruise and Todd? I'm such a weeb, I'm sorry. People don't know this about me.
I watched Evangelion once, got to the end of the series, thought, oh, that was good, bit of a weird ending though, and got told by some friends I don't know if I can describe them as that anymore after this. Oh, watch End of Evangelion. Watch End of it. It'll make everything make sense. It'll really clear everything.
Who told you that?
The fucking liars.
They lied to you. They watch.
I've never watched a film before where the middle of it basically turns into a fever dream where it cuts to an empty cinema supposed to symbolize how the audience is supposed to feel because the director was actively trying to make you hate the film and leave.
Yeah, because he was depressed. Yes.
It was kind of punk rock. It was an actual punk rock thing, to be honest. I respect it for that.
I'm going to go drink some of my homemade mead. It all keeps tumbling. Thank you, chat. Thank you, chat. It all returns to nothing. Yes. But
yeah. I will say, somebody in the chat, Jake the Just, said, another weird thing about women is if men are in a relationship and married, single ladies are attracted 10 times to the married men than the single men. Can confirm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As I've got to say, as a man with two girlfriends, oh boy. Oh boy, is that true? Yes. We live in strange times, but one of the final points I want to make, because we tend to do slightly shorter streams anyway. I know you don't have too much time there, Harry, and I know you're sat there sweating. So I don't want to keep you.
I've cooled down now. The sat around in underwear tactic works every time.
You know what? It really, really. I'm gonna take my socks off. I'm never selling anyone any feet pics. Stop asking.
Well done.
You know what? Complete random topic, but has anyone ever asked you for feet pics?
No, right. I've got a little thing on this. My old flatmate in university did sell feet pics at one point because he was out in desperate sorts, but it wasn't to a woman. It was a man that we knew from university who really liked his Doc Martens.
Oh,
and kept asking him,
send
me a picture of you wearing your Doc Martens. Send me a picture. And at first he refused, but then he was like, damn, this McDonald's is adding up quick. So, you know, he sent a picture or two of, here's my feet in Doc Martens. And he goes, oh, great, send me more. Send me different angles. Can you get the laces untied? That was fucking weird, man. He told me this, and I said, stop. Just stop, man. You don't need this.
I mean,
this.
I'm not a foot gigolo, but $20 is $20. That's peak $20 is $20. Fucking hell. I forgot to, you know what? I shouldn't pushy out. I shouldn't be pushy, as Tony would say to Christopher. But when you ask me if I swear on stream, my usual response is just to kind of very quickly go nigger spicks, kikes, and wops, but that's generally just what I do.
Damn.
That's what used to get me on trouble on Sargon stream.
Did you ever do that on Death Stream?
Oh, of course. It used to be a regular. It used to leave him in the dump sometimes. It's how he used to do a fucking mic check. He'd be like, scrumpy there, and I'd say it. This is why I got so confused and everyone got so mad at me. They were like, scrump, you're too far. You're a loose cannon. And I was like, did you miss the last 5 years? Did you?
I'm going to be honest. Lotus Eaters probably has at least 10 recorded minutes of me in sound checks throwing out unimaginable slurs. So I need to
super
behave
cut.
Myself
you
just in case.
You have told me that the supercut may exist. I wish to view the supercut so I too could become
I've
more
been
racist.
Told that the supercut does exist, but I've never been allowed to see it.
Wow, that sounds like some elite blackmail shit to me.
Yeah, this is, you know, other people, they may have dick pics out there. They may have, you know, some fetishes that they don't want out there. No, it's just me saying the N-word repeatedly for 10 minutes.
I find the same thing. Kindred spirits for that.
Anyway, I don't know. What's Mr. Liquid Swan? What are your... I guess we've talked about women a lot. We've not. I guess this was kind of a stealth nature of man. It's a joke because we're talking about women. We're all men, but we'll have a final discussion since people seem to be quite comfortable. Do you think that the what seem to be coming hard times will create stronger men, or are we all just a bit too like dysgenic now? Is it gonna take a few generations? Like, I've seen most men. I'm not a manly man. I'm an autistic weirdo, but in like clown world, being a gay autistic weirdo makes you a manly man compared to many people. I found it bizarre. Do you think that modern man can be saved? I'll put it that way.
I think a lot of the times we're product of our environments. So if it's clown world, people start to become more like clowns. So I think if things get harder, a lot of people are going to die. But the ones Billions that survive, they'll adapt to the new environment. So I think there is hope, but you got to start. You got to start lifting. You got to start coming inside and just go for it.
Bruh.
From a workout to that, it was just like a huge jump I did not see coming.
I mean, I don't know. Based in cream pie pilled? Question mark. But the lifting thing, yes, I've been doing a lot more exercise, and I feel immensely better for it. Although I've also come off medications, which help as well. But yeah, men. I think men being healthier and having healthy hormones is a big thing, because like hormonally, men aren't really men either. But
if you can't lift, do a sport or something. Do a team sport. Like find some mates. Like I play ice hockey, and it's like awesome. I get this. I'm quite busy. I got 3 kids, a wife, and you know, a bunch of cats and shit. And I got a lot of stuff to do, and I got a full time job. But I make time to play ice hockey. That happens no matter what. No matter what happens, I'm doing that throughout the winter. So like, if you find something like that, it isn't quite like war, but it's a close enough simulation for us.
I think it really does
help, you know.
I mean, yeah. I'd say, I wouldn't say about most sports, but ice hockey is war. It's war and ice.
Especially with the way the Canadians play it.
with sports, I'd say get into some kind of fighting sport, even if it's just for your fitness on the side. When I move into my house, I'm going to start boxing again, I think. And all men, kind of fight club style, should really know what it's like to take a punch to the face, because that makes a lot of things way easier.
I do know some very big men who run around hitting each other in the woods, but they're a bit controversial with the Scottish government. So, I've got to say, it was slightly odd seeing one of the main features of the Hope Not Hate report this year being Evelyn's old flatmate. Which is true. Let's see if you can figure out who that is. But that's a weird one. But yes, there's a lot of, I think you're right, I think we need a lot more of the male-orientated spaces that are geared towards exercise and combat. And that's something that a lot of people do. There's a lot of, I don't want to name anyone. I've met some guys around here who do kickboxing, who we've spoken to, who, let's see, have similar opinions than we do, who consider themselves as quite ready in certain ways, which is good. You know, not in like a scary way, not in a Fed posty way, but in, you know, they are physically fit, they have skills, and it's a really good thing to gain, you are correct. And I think the point we seem to be consensusing on here is that modern man can be saved if he goes out and lifts, maybe. You know, those who can lift, or, you know, those who can should lift. I don't know. Do you have any more elaboration on how we could save the modern man there, Harry? Or are you just telling him to lift?
Well, I do lift. I've got to concur with everything Liquid Swan was saying. I would also say...
everything?
I'd go a lot with what he was saying, especially that come inside part, that was pretty on the money.
I cried.
That's the money shot right there.
It was beautiful.
There you go.
I would also say take the Greek approach. If you're going to lift, you should probably read. No.
I take the Greek. No.
I was waiting for that to land.
A very Spartan of you, yes.
You should read as well. I know people watching this are probably already going to be reading, but if you want to reach your ideal version of yourself, you need to be training your body and your mind.
Where do you where do you train the library meme? You guys have seen that one, right? Where do you train?
No,
one?
I haven't.
Oh my god, you've never seen that.
No, there are some guys in one of the gyms that I go to who literally reads full massive fucking tomes in between each set.
Based.
And I just think, no, you're taking the piss there, mate.
Reading.
Read full tomes between sets. My first reaction is, how long is he taking between sets?
Yeah, how long is he taking between
sets? Or how long?
No.
How fast
he
read?
Doesn't read the... He doesn't read the full book. I'd be very impressed.
I was like, god damn, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, See, what you want to do is you want to, like, Dragon Ball fusion dance both of these guys.
Yeah,
you want
yeah.
an enormous head on an enormous body.
But then you'll just topple over, because that guy's seriously, guys, an intervention, and I know you'll be part of this intervention too, Harry, very serious. Do not skip leg day. That is not a meme.
No, this is true.
Please.
Or hand day. Look at that guy.
Yes. Please, for the love of God, do not. You don't want to be the guy with the big bite, with the massive arms, not much of a chest, and the tiny little chicken legs. You look like a fucking mutant.
Yes, and also, for God's sakes, train your fucking calves.
Yes. Yes.
My God, the amount of bodybuilders I've seen that have huge quads and got toothpicks for calves. Like the chicken drumstick syndrome is what I call it.
Another one that really goes underappreciated, train your neck.
Protect your neck.
Train your neck. A bit of neck girth. I know you probably do, Scrump, but to everybody else, train your neck, because it really adds to a stronger aesthetic.
Yes. To be fair, I do that involuntarily by basically being somebody who, like, obsessively stretches my neck and moves my neck a bit and also grinds my teeth a bit. So I do have the
viciously headbangs
so
the metal music.
So you just do it through pure stimming?
Basically, yeah. I do it through being what the big Les show would refer to as a fried cant. But I'm just a fried cant all the time, guys. No, it's... And it's good though. You like you said it. You do need to get out there, and it will completely change your hormone levels too. It will.
Especially the squatting.
It's all good. But Spoon, what are your how do we save the modern man, Spoon? Help us as an aristocratic utensil.
There's a book called Convict Conditioning. Read that.
A what?
Convict Conditioning.
Fair enough. What does it entail?
It basically goes through six groups of exercises and how to do without any exercise equipment whatsoever.
Oh, so almost like calisthenics kind of thing.
Yes, basically prison workouts.
Ah, prison workouts. Okay.
Yeah, so it goes from being able to do fuck all to a push-up with one arm, a handstand push-up with one arm, one-arm pull-up, which if you can do that, that's some fucking powerful shit. Don't fuck with people who can do that. To a one-legged squat, to a bridge. Like a standing bridge. So that's basically gymnast workout. Because I don't know, guys, if you've ever seen like the guys who work in the ring, they have fuck off delts and biceps.
Solitary Fitness, it's called?
No, it's Convict Conditioning. It's
Convict
by a guy
Conditioning,
called,
sorry.
Yeah, Paul Wade, I think, is the author's name.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to get it on screen here. But
I actually think there's videos of all 10 steps. On YouTube, because the book's been around for a while.
Yeah. this seems that quite was... old, but not old.
It still works.
But... All right, if it's all out there, if it's not some like weird fitness scam. Like, don't whatever you do, guys, don't just go on Twitter and look at like fitness stuff, because it's mostly terrible.
It's a book. I think if you look at it, you'll probably find
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it on Amazon.
Yeah,
it looks pretty good.
It's very good. And there was another. There's another book that he wrote called I think Mass Calisthenics or C Mass. I think it was called. Same guy, Paul Wade, and he's the guy who mentioned Mike Mensa in one of his books, and that was the guy who got me into philosophy, actually. Like, my main gateway into politics was through that book, bizarrely enough. So most people go from, working their mind to working their body. No, I was the other way around. I was like, no, don't spend all your time working out. Exercise your freaking brain.
You got through it you got through it by Mike Mensa, who I assume would have been recommending Ayn Rand.
Yes. He was very anti-socialist.
Oh, no. Not Ayn Rand.
Yeah, but Ayn Rand just
Rand can be a gateway for some.
We
most
him
become
wrong
absurd autistic cultists, but
yes.
Spoons clearly shows that there are exceptions.
Yes,
there are many paths to God, you know.
You should look at the people who
put it this way.
It's an ideology.
Put it this way.
Scrump.
It gets you from that into Ayn Rand, and from Ayn Rand into Friedman, from Friedman into Ludwig, from Ludwig to Molbug, from Molbug to Filmer, and to Lenin, and then yeah.
Look,
so there's
at
a progression
this
in mine
through the angle that I just don't like him. Okay. Nothing against them, just don't like them. and I've had to intellectualize that, so.
No, but one of our first conversations was about objectivism.
Yes, it was. And it was about how much I fucking hated it because it has no metaphysic and it has no spiritual realm.
I just laughed at it. It was the first time where you said to me like, oh my God, you actually get this. Because when I usually tell people this, they just start yelling at me.
Well, how can
I remember that moment.
How can you have a complete ideological system in quotes? I mean, okay, it was never meant to be. It was extrapolated out of books by, you know, people like Yaron Brook. Look him up. And other neocons.
Don't remind me that Yaron Brook exists.
I actually had a conversation with him on Twitter. He did not take too well to my assertion that he has no morality in his philosophy at all.
Well, he doesn't. That's the point. No morality, no metaphysics, no spiritual realm. Well done. You don't have an ideology.
The funniest moment that I've seen him angry is when he was on with Lex and Michael Malice.
Oh, God.
Is when they were talking about Hopper. And he just said he wants monarchies. And we're like, no, he said monarchy is a preference to democracy, which is true. And he went, oh, God. I'm like, oh, that's like an actual, he's annoyed by that. It's like, Michael's like, no, it is true. Monarchies are superior to democracies.
I've got a couple of...
And they use Ayn Rand to debunk his argument, which is the funniest thing.
That's quite funny.
That monarchies are superior. Yeah, that's why it was funny.
Thank you, Kizer, for the donation there. They have the £5. It says, over on the Ko-Fi, where you don't pay the YouTube tax, the Supreme Emperor has blessed the stream with his presence. We should return to tradition and create a new generation of men with jaws wider than the average Yank and have testosterone levels over 9,000. Make your ancestors proud to build
Johnny Bravo's.
A new United Kingdom. Thank you,
that
Supreme.
That sounds based.
Thank you, Supreme Emperor Kizza, and thank you for not fed posting too hard, because I know you tend to do that. Louis Shalmar at the £2. Read Dinosaur Training by Kubik. Okay. Thoughts on Ash Sarkar's new hippopotamus? What? Ash Sarkar's new hippopotamus?
Have you not seen this?
No.
No.
Show me this.
Let me see if
I must know.
Let me see also, if I can find it.
Also,
Scrub, because
you
honestly,
to,
she's turned into a fucking whale.
Oh no,
also, Scrum, you have to tell me this. Why does AA interact with her so much?
Because he thinks it's funny. He thinks that she can be turned. Okay.
He wants to reveal to her internalized whiteness.
Yes. Now you know. I love this spiel. Now
she's already revealed that by saying she was shagging a crap load of them.
Now you see Ash Sarkar, the bankers, the bonuses, the bonuses,
right,
the bankers.
I'm posting it in the chat. There you go.
Put it in the chat.
This is Ash Sarkar's.
Oh no.
Jesus,
she looks like an Abbo. Why does she look like an? Let me get.
I like
this
the way me and Scrum immediately went to the same phenotype.
I mean, oh my God, she looks like an Abbo. look at that.
Is she trying to absorb Brill?
I don't know. She looks like she's about to sleep in the road or sniff petrol, be Rama Rama and sniff petrol.
I know a guy that looks
Dan from the Lotus Eaters was a fan of the Preeti Patel figure and decided to chase that ring.
No, is he? No. Really? Another one?
Dan really likes Preeti Patel.
Kid Time Stealer.
Looks like this gay guy.
He's spreading. I'm.
Can I just say, in Dan's defense, I can see why. Not necessarily the shape, but she has a certain attitude that I can see why is appealing.
Nah.
Not the shape. The shape, no.
Nah, miss me with that.
Spoon.
Miss.
I can't believe that you've done this.
Spoon. No, I said I can see why. I didn't say
you were lusting
I agree.
After Katie
I said
Hopkins
I can see why the appeal.
I saw
RCW, I reckon Harry should turn Ash as an experiment. Right, ban him. Ban him right now, Scrum.
Banned.
I don't want to hear any. This is fucking cyberbullying right
banned
now.
Banned to the shadow realm. And
also, Scrum, it was what she said. Not her. That's why I quoted it.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get too into the weeds, Liquid Swan, do you have anything you need to shill before we depart here? Because I need to go in a little bit.
I just like to shill corncrakemag.com. I write some fiction, put it in there. A bunch of other English literature sort of focused people. It's UK based, but there's Americans and stuff that show.
Let me get that up actually for people here. There we go.
It's on issue 3. So my first series finishes this month.
That's not loading.
Corncrakemag.com.
Yeah, it's I'm on the Twitter here anyway, so I'll put the Twitter in. I think there might just be a slightly broken link. I'm not really sure, but I will put that quickly in the chat because I'm filling time and juggling my windows because I couldn't find
the woman who runs it. The woman who runs it's in your area, Harry. She's pretty cool. I interviewed her on my channel. She's like an ex-Amish Australian immigrant to England.
Yes.
but she's cool.
Do go and check out. Yes, there'll be links down below. Do go and check out Liquid Swan stuff. I've got his Twitter link below. Do go and check out his YouTube channel as well. I enjoy some of your community interviews. Anything you want to say about men or women or anything in general, you have the floor.
Don't pay attention to women at all, and just do what you have to do as a man to get ahead. And also, democracy sucks.
Well,
and we won't solve until that ends.
Utterly based. Do you want to go next, Spoon?
I don't really have anything to say, actually.
Really? You have nothing to say?
Yes.
Well,
no, it's not because if I do, you'd start trashing my taste in women. And coming from you, that doesn't really mean much. No offense.
You know what? You know what? We do have... I'll try and find your Twitter back up here. We do have a slightly different taste in women, I will say. In that
do you
yours
actually
is...
know what like my ideal woman even looks like?
No, you've not really told me. What does your ideal woman look like then?
Oh, do you want an example of one?
Yes, you know
Queen
what?
Victoria right there.
I'm deeply, deeply interested.
Queen Victoria's attitude I do like. She basically just... anyone that says feminist should get a whipping is a good woman.
Oh, and I forgot to put Man Bear Pig on stream, but he belongs on stream. There he is, Man Bear Pig. What do you least expect him? Man Bear Pig. But what is your ideal woman, Spoon?
One that's quiet?
One that's quiet. You know what? Fair enough.
What does she look like?
Yeah.
Asian. Fit. Like, yeah,
fit, Asian and quiet. Fair enough. We got one.
Have you seen South African women?
I've seen some of them, yeah.
Yeah, the good ones, by the way.
What kind of South African women?
Yeah.
The one that come from the Netherlands and Germany.
Okay.
Yes.
The ones that I've seen have been all right.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Like, the one thing I can very thankful of is that our women are blessed with very, very good genes. And also, do not ever cross a South African woman.
She will kill you.
They will kick your ass.
Harry, what
our women do? Our women are salty that they don't fuck around.
Do you have anything to shill before we end the stream here, as it were? So to speak, before we physically remove the stream, so to speak.
Yeah, buy a subscription to Lotus Eaters where you can ignore everybody else and watch me.
You can
me. This weekend, in fact, this weekend, there will be a new video coming out, which is me, Josh, and Chloe from Proper Horror Show talking about Stanley
good
Kubrick
friend of the,
films.
Good friend of the channel. Yes,
ooh,
good friend of the channel, by the way, Proper Horror Show. I'm on her stream occasionally. And as we do make fun of the Flotsam Eaters, the Jetsam Eaters, the Tide Pod Eaters, the Shekel Eaters, the L Eaters. What else have I used?
You basically describe like the entire demographic who uses TikTok.
The Pudding Eaters.
Listen, I'm saying subscribe for me. Subscribe for me. You know that meme of Anna Kasparian saying, yes, you get money? No, give me the money.
No,
money.
No. I will say
give me the money.
This, despite some of my disagreements with certain members of your staff in the past, I will say that there's a good bunch of people over there. I had a good time when I visited you guys. It was very nice to see you. Very nice to see Jonathan and everybody else. I'll see if I can actually get that picture up on stream because
how very diplomatic of you.
I'm not being diplomatic. I actually made this meme whilst I was waiting for the studio thing. So
yeah, that was a good one.
This is Jared Taylor over there.
As well as my Kubrick stuff, Josh and I recently did a video on why people should watch Twin Peaks, which I'm very happy about.
Oh, I love Twin Peaks. Yes.
Yeah, it's my favorite show. So watch it for my incredible, incisive, deep cultural analysis. And you could ignore everything else if you want, I suppose.
Fair enough. Fair
I
enough.
Love the shamelessness. It's very based.
That is also extremely, extremely based. If you want to see a good section, there was one. I was actually on the couch when this was recorded. So you on with Josh and Aiden as well. And yeah, I don't know.
Aiden's always a great guest.
Yes, yes. I will say, before I go, thank you to everybody who has donated. Do make sure you interact with the videos. I know it's gay and YouTube-y, but if you don't interact with them, people just don't see them. So that is the, you know, do give us your opinion on Al Gore's rhythms or variations thereof. Al Gore's rhythms do help us quite heavily. As I close out, I will say thank you to Harry, thank you to Liquid Swan, and thank you to Spoon for being on this very manly stream where we solve all the world's problems and complain about women. I've had some quite nice whiskey. So. I will say goodbye from me. Come on, guys. Do goodbyes.
Oh, cheers.
See you, everybody. Make sure to flex.
Yes.
Flex
yes.
on that like button, baby.
Flex on that like button and absolutely like do squats on that comment, yes. thank you guys for listening. And I don't actually have any end music lined up right now. So that'll be a weird one for people because I've been doing that. But I've been meaning to record some stuff actually because for people who don't know, most of the end music is my music, mostly snippets of it because I don't have a very good recording environment. But you're not hearing end music because I've not completely run out of material, but I'd like to record some more and use it more heavily in my streams. So that'll be coming forth as well. There'll be actually some improvement in certain audio aspects and certain resources we have on here. So that's a bit exciting. And I know, but those of you who don't know as well, Harry's a very good guitarist. So he's somebody who's quite talented musically.
Thank you. Yes. I do have my own music that will eventually get written and recorded.
Okay.
I was mentioned the Big Gay Bear earlier. I was trying to collab with him late last year, but the fucker forgot. He was probably drunk or sniffing petrol or something, and is now too busy to record any vocals for me.
Rama. Anyway,
I'll
actually, yeah. with on that note, I'll say.